This audio presentation is the teaching of Pastor Scott Shiroma of New Hope East Hawaii. Today's message, entitled Thanksgiving Part 1, was delivered on November 15th, 2020. Here now is Pastor Scott.
So Lord, this morning, would you receive our tithes, multiply them like only you can, and use them for your eternal glory. Father, we know that you only do good things. So receive these gifts and do your will. We thank you and we praise you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor Aaron, our best-looking, physically fit pastor. Yeah, I know his wife is like, yeah, that's right, that's my husband. Carlin always brags about him, and you know what? We cannot argue with her. Yeah. But, hey, how was that Christmas song that they threw in there? Oh, wasn't that awesome at all? Man, just the Christmas music almost like make you like cry because it just sounds so incredibly good. Hey, I just want to share with you a bit of just like, it's an awesome praise report. It is amazing what God does. And through this past, how long we've been in this pandemic? March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October. Like 8 months. 8 months we've been in this pandemic. And, you know, from over the comparing the last couple years, in this last year, our tithes and offerings went up, even with this pandemic. How good is God? You know, and some of my fellow pastors, they tell me they're barely keeping afloat, and I think it's a testament to your faithfulness in giving. And I say thank you to each and every one of you, and more so, thank you to God. He is so amazing. Whew, man. I hope all your water tanks are full. If it's not, I think you get one leak. And if you get one leak, then go fix them, because I'm tired of rain. I'm literally I'm tired of getting soaking wet just walking to my car. Okay, so Thanksgiving. This is like part one of part three. We're going to do Thanksgiving this week, Thanksgiving next week, and Thanksgiving the week after Thanksgiving. Because, man, I am thankful. And I want to ask you guys some questions, and feel free to message online or whatever when you're watching, but is there anything that you can be thankful for in 2020? I mean, what could it possibly be? Could it be that maybe you're still alive? Could it be God is in control? Could it be maybe you have a roof over your head? Maybe you're still married even if you're locked at home together? Could it be your children? Could it be a job? I think if we look carefully beyond the circumstances, we can find many things to be thankful for. You know, a few weeks ago, I was at KL Shopping Center. I was going to the hardware store, and then I seen people, you know, with baskets and boxes and garbage bags full of laundry, carrying it back to their car. And I was like, oh my goodness. Lord, you know, you gave me a washing machine and a dryer in my house. And I was like, oh Lord, I am so thankful that I have a washer and don't have to go do my dirty laundry in public. And just for those things, I was like, wow, I am so grateful that I have these things. I thank God. Because I couldn't imagine, you know, I guess if you got to, you got to. But it's like, oh, thank you, Jesus, that I don't have to. And you could probably be thankful, too, that I don't have to bring my dirty laundry and wash it in public. Yeah. And some things we just like, we it's like automatic. We take for granted, like automatic, you put your key in, you turn, and your car going to start. But are we grateful? We forget those things, but we need to be grateful and thankful. And, you know, We are very close to Thanksgiving, and no doubt this year everything will be different with this virus going around. Celebrations limited. Like, I'm sorry, Joe, but if you guys only can have 10 in your house, you get 14. I don't know where the other four are going to go. You know, maybe you got to send them to James' house, but James probably get too much already if you count all his animals. You know, but this doesn't mean that we cannot be thankful, especially for people and especially to God. What could we possibly be thankful this year? You know? Let's not look at the easy stuff. You know, God, family, work, just that's automatic. Children, food, friends, that's automatic. You know, I'm looking at stuff online. Tracy from Oahu said, God has helped me get through all that 2020 has thrown at us. Yeah, Walt said, thankful for my brothers, sisters in Christ. Praise God. But if you had to think of things to be thankful for, that is, like, it's not on everyone's list, because everyone will say, oh, I'm thankful for God, I'm thankful for my spouse, I'm thankful for my children, thankful for my car. But if you had to think of things, like, going deeper, that is not on everyone's list, you know. For me, like, a personal example, now cancer. You know, I had two bouts of cancer this year, and no one would, in their right mind, would be thankful for this deadly disease. But when I look from a different perspective, I can be thankful for it. I saw God's hand of healing upon me. It made me realize the shortness of my time on earth. And I need to prioritize things, you know. And cancer made me appreciate things much more. My wife, my children, this fellowship, my friendships that I have here. You know, cancer made my life like high definition, because everything was so clear and it had more meaning for me. And, you know, the things that I realized that I was taking for granted, like the washing machine, and, you know, the things like every morning when I get here, I know I'm going to see Doc and Scott and James and Walt, all these guys come early. It's like, man, I make sure I go and thank them so much. But, you know, just because I have been healed, it doesn't stop. I have to continue living with gratitude. And that level of thankfulness and gratitude cannot go down. I have still so much more work to do. And I cannot just let things go, because if I do, then I wouldn't be a good steward of what God has given me. But in this pandemic, what has this pandemic made you appreciate more? What is that? It's like, Vivian, I'm thankful for the rain, the bees that pollinate, and yes, the sunshine that helps things grow. Thankful for our church and not getting COVID-19. Yes, Art. Yeah, so, you know, what has this pandemic made you appreciate more? Write that down, because I left it blank, so you can write something down. What, you know? Thankful for the, Vivian said, I'm thankful for the freedom this country affords us to worship our Lord. So, is there anything in 2020 that you can be thankful for? Is there anything? Or you could just say, man, 2020, awful, terrible year. I wish we could just throw it away. Yeah, some people think like that. I mean, you know, if you caught COVID, then you probably might have been suffering. If you lost your job, you're like, why? You know? I know Scott, he got a break from his job, which he was thinking of kind of like retiring early so he can have some time with God. And when this pandemic came, he got the time off. He grew closer to God. You know, it's like diabetes. Diabetes sucks. I hate it. There's nothing good about it. But if you look deeper, did it make you exercise more? Did it make you change your diet? Are you living healthier, more energetic life? So from a different perspective, that diabetes was good. Did it cause you to pray more or even just to pray? Then from that perspective, you look deeper, because if you look on the surface, diabetes sucks. But if you go deeper, if the devil meant diabetes to destroy you, but God caused it to do something else, then it was a good thing. You know, if you during this pandemic, during the quarantine, hate it, you darn right I hate it. I was gonna say something else, but I better not. I was miserable. I miss all of you guys. I admit. Look, a comment just came in. Tracy said, COVID has brought my family closer and has shown us how amazing life and appreciate each other in ways we didn't before. So it's like, wow, you know? I mean, some people who are quarantined with their families, they're probably at each other's throats. The sad thing about it is like, my two girls moved out, and we were quarantined without them, so it was only me and my wife, which was nice. I mean, it was date night every night, every day. It was just me and her, you know? So if we go beyond the surface of COVID and look deeper, what kind of things? You know, if we look deeper, we can see Romans 8:28 take place, come to life. And we know that God causes all things together for good, for those who love God. So if you don't love God, this thing doesn't apply to you and to those called according to his purpose. Now, if you love God, you serve him, you know what this scripture means. You can see it come to life in this pandemic. The devil uses this to harm, but God can use it for good. And I think it always comes down to the attitude of a person. Because we can look at the scripture and we can just have a bad attitude. Well, COVID sucks and there's nothing good about it. Yes, that's true from a perspective of somebody not loving God. But from a perspective of somebody who, like Tracy wrote from Honolulu, she said, it has brought their family closer. So you can see Romans 8:28 come alive in her life. Now, let's take example. Look at the life of Joseph. Joseph lived back in the Old Testament, back in the beginning in Genesis. Now, Joseph had a different perspective of things that happened in his life. Now, if you ever read the story of Joseph, you would see that he had every reason to be bitter at all the circumstances in his life. His brothers didn't like him. They sold him into slavery. Actually, some of his brothers wanted to kill him. But one of the brothers said, no, let's not kill him. Let's not kill him. So they actually sold him to a caravan heading to Egypt. You know, Joseph was a decent guy who suffered at the hands of others. It seems like he had every right to be bitter. But if you read the story of Joseph, you can see that he made the most out of every situation, and he always ended up prosperous. So, you know, he was accused of something he didn't do, thrown in jail. He helped the people in jail. They got out. They forgot him. Now, years later, when Joseph is reunited with his brothers who sold him into slavery, what do you think his response was? Because he was in a very powerful position. He could have had his brothers locked up. He probably could have had his brothers executed on his own word. You know, personally, if you was in Joseph's situations, I bet you would have just toyed with them. You know, like a mouse, a cat plays with a mouse that's half dead, just toy with it, knowing that you could kill him anytime. You know, I probably would have done that because that's just me. I'm just kind of a little bit evil and nasty sometimes. God is still working on me. So in Joseph's life, when he got reunited with his brothers in Genesis 50:20, he tells him, as for you, probably said it in a nicer way, you meant evil against me, but God meant it for good in order to bring about this present result to preserve many people alive. So what was happening here? Because he got sold into slavery, he was taken down to Egypt, and he was accused of something. He got thrown into jail, and he only was released because he could interpret Pharaoh's dreams. And he interpreted Pharaoh's dreams as there's going to be 7 years of famine. So he was able to store up crops. So during the 7 years of famine, they had food. So he's telling his brothers, you rotten guys, you wanted to kill me, you wanted to harm me, but God used it for good so that I could interpret Pharaoh's dream, store up this grain, so that you have food. Now, we look beyond the surface of COVID-19, go deeper, and I'm sure we can find something to be grateful for. And if you need help, I'll help you look. I bet you we could find something. 2 Corinthians 4:17. For momentary light affliction, momentary light affliction is producing for us an eternal weight of glory far beyond all comparison. You know, you and I, we face troubles. We face this COVID-19. And like I said, you know when we focus on the different musicians, we hear the different instruments, right? When we look at Charlie, you can hear the bass. When we look at Marshall, we can hear the acoustic guitar. When we look at Richard, we can hear the twang. And, you know, but then, so, in this COVID-19, if we look at COVID-19, all we're going to do is be miserable. If we look at the news, we're going to be miserable. What we focus on is what we hear, what we see. During the postlude, try that. Try to focus on the different instruments and the different people. You will hear what you look at. Isaiah 48:10. Behold, I have refined you, but not as silver. I have tested you in the furnace of affliction. Do we grumble and complain when our lives become complicated or difficult? We question God. Why would a loving God allow all kinds of unpleasant experiences to come into my life? This verse shows us plainly that God tests us in the furnace of suffering. Rather than complain, our response should be to turn to God in faith and for the strength and endure and rejoice in our sufferings. For without the testing, we would never know what we are capable of doing. And our spiritual growth would be limited. You know, when we go fishing, you tie your hook on, and an important part of that is you hold the hook in one hand and you pull the line in the other hand. Because if you don't test that, how many of you guys came back with the fish missing and the line curly at the end? You know what that means, right? That means you didn't test and you didn't tie your hook right and it came off. So you get your hook, and if you get pliers, better yet, because you can hold them with the pliers and you can pull harder. And you test. And you think about it, every struggle we go through is a test to make us stronger. Without the refining, we will not become more pure and more Christ-like. If you face adversity this year or are currently facing adversity or suffering, seek God. Ask Him to help you through this refinement process. Number two, be thankful even for suffering. Yeah, you sick. If you want me to be thankful for suffering. That's not right. Romans 5. And not only this, but we also exult in our tribulations, knowing that tribulations bring about perseverance. Perseverance, proven character. Proven character, hope. And hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out within our hearts through the Holy Spirit who was given to us. This means we will experience difficulties that help us grow. We rejoice in suffering, not because we like pain or deny its tragedy, but because we know that God is using life's difficulties and Satan attacks to build our character. Imagine, I always like to compare the Christian life to a salmon swimming upstream. I don't know. It just seems right, because if you're going to walk with God and you're going to call yourself Christian, you're going to face opposition. And the salmon, they go upstream to lay eggs. So what if the salmon was swimming upstream? They come to the first waterfall. They feel the currents rushing against them, and they see the bears waiting to grab them when they jump out of the water. And then what if you're the salmon? Well, you know what? I think I'll just turn around. I'll give up spawning this year. And we ain't going to have no more furikake salmon. Sorry, no salmon sashimi. The problem that we run into will develop our perseverance, will return strength in our character, deepen our trust in God, give us greater confidence for the future. You probably find your patience tested in some way every day, right? How many of you drive a car? Guarantee you get tested. Guarantee you get tested when somebody going the opposite way of the arrow, or when somebody driving the speed limit in front of you. That would be me. Yeah? Right? Or somebody driving 35 in the left lane. And I see you right now. You're over in the car. It's like, what part of slow traffic, keep right, don't you understand? How many of you say that? The rest of you not raising your hand, you're lying. Or you no more your license yet. Your patience is tested everywhere, and thank God for those opportunities to grow and deal with them in God's strength. My last scripture is James. Oh, James, James, James. If you read the book of James, man, it is like a false crack in the face to grow up and live like a Christian. Seriously. Consider it all joy. Remember, joy, unspeakable joy. Right? My brethren, when you encounter various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces endurance. And let endurance have its perfect result, so that you may be perfect, complete, lacking nothing. And when you say perfect, they mean like to complete together. Look at 2020 from a different perspective. Go deeper. Find something that you are thankful for. And you know what? I'm going to ask you guys this. Find something deeper that you are thankful. Something that's like out of the ordinary. Put it out there on Facebook. Put it on Instagram. Why? Because I want people to look at you as like, how can you be thankful for such a thing? And I want this to be an opportunity to point them to Jesus. Maybe you got to use Romans 8:28 in your post. I want you see you guys flood Facebook and Instagram, social media with things that you are thankful for this year. Not just the things that are given. Like, man, we're all here, right? We're all thankful for God. We're all thankful for our church. You know, but go beyond that and post something, because I wanted to open doors for you to point them to Jesus. Flood social media with positive thoughts from positive Christians, so that we can use our influence to create a positive ending to 2020. Amen? Yeah. And so we're going to be continuing this Thanksgiving message throughout the next couple weeks. But most importantly, it's like, Jesus, You know, that's a given. We're thankful for Jesus. But the thing is, to truly be thankful for Jesus is when you ask Him to be your Lord and Savior. Then you can experience the transformation, the change when He comes into you. And it is real. It is real. And it is great. Doesn't make life easier. Makes life better. Makes life sweeter. And you're not going to be afraid of dying because you know you're going to heaven. It's a good thing. So I'm going to ask, would you bow your heads and close your eyes? And I'm going to give you an opportunity to ask Jesus to be your Lord and Savior. Whether you're here or you're on Facebook, just bow your heads and pray with me. Heavenly Father, thank you for Jesus. I repent of my sins. And I turn to you. Come live in me. Change me. Cleanse me. Make me the person you want me to be. I receive you, Jesus, as my personal Lord and Savior. With your heads bowed and your eyes closed, if you prayed that prayer for the first time, anybody here, would you hold up a hand? If you did that on Facebook, you know, message me or something, or post something so that I can pray for you and I can help you and I can equip you with your walk with Jesus. So we thank you in your name, we pray. Amen. Some notes, Yolanda, Tansley, are you guys meeting together? Yes, Yolanda, we are meeting together. We ask people, if you can watch from home, great. But if you're one of those like me, if you watch from home and after the first 2 minutes you're sleeping, then maybe you need to come here. We are socially distanced. We're wearing masks. We're checking temperatures. We ask if you do feel sick, you do not come. So Kavai said she's thankful that mortgage rates are dropping. Yeah. Amen. Refinance. The digital change that we can watch church from anywhere. So Kavai, that doesn't mean you're going to be watching church from your canoe, okay?
Yes, I do.
Okay, she's going to be watching from her canoe. But,
is Grant with
you know, flood social media with things you are thankful for. Let's end 2020 in a positive way through all these negative things. All right. So we're going to stand. We're going to ask you to sing. And try that experiment. What you look at, you will hear. It's pretty cool, you know. So everybody look at Frank. You hear Frank.
Thank you, Pastor Scott.
Amen.
Praise God, praise God, from whom all blessings flow.
You've been listening to Pastor Scott Sharoma of New Hope East Hawaii. New Hope East Hawaii meets each Sunday at 9 a.m. at Christian Liberty Academy, 16-675 Milo Street in Kea'a, Hawaii, and on Facebook Live starting at 8:45 a.m. Search Facebook for New Hope East Hawaii. During this phase of the COVID pandemic, we're recommending that people meet online to avoid potential virus spread. For more information, call us at 808-936-6651 or visit www.newhopeeasthawaii.com.